From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll begin our journey this time in Mali as we turn to singer-songwriter Oumu Sangare. She performs socially conscious music, encouraging and empowering women in a society that is still very much male-dominated. This track first appeared on her debut release from the early 90s. It's also available on a compilation paying tribute to the aid agency Africare. The album, The Stars of Afropop Salute Africare, a compilation put together by the public radio program Afropop Worldwide. The track, Dudu Kamalemba.
samare ko no ba jolala we ka ni do na du ba lero o ba lu foli di mali dinu malai ko tu ma na mela we ka ni do na ga bol lero o ba lu foli di mali dinu malai ko tu ma na mela we ka ni do na ko do wari ro o ba lu foli di mali dinu ma sebero ko tu ma na mela no ma we ka ni do na brazil lero o ba lu foli di mali dinu ma malai ko tu ma na mela we ka bi chei mo ne gala kamere mbaye monena mo balu ala le dure noi fika mo sey mo tinyala kusumuru baye monena mo balu ala le dure noi fika chamana tam zo polo malai ni nyene ka somuzo ye malai ni nyenga tujo muzo ye manake ni beta bila manyimi malai ni nyede wolo muzo ye furu muzo site bange muzo bo fika abeta sabana furu malai ni nyene ka dere muzo ye sabero muzo site dere muzo bo manake abeta nani nanyimi malai ni nye muzo njini nye furu muzo site bara muzo bo kaune gane gantinya pepe mo balu site muzo ye sa
kane 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 kane
kanene kanene kanela ina mo balu ala le dure nina
kanene 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 duga mere paye monena
Rastafari, tip of the tie, what to have I? Rasta dreadlocks, on te dit en bloc, pas ad hoc, dans les rues de Kingston. Tu repenses à Zion, à la colline, ta terre divine.
Babylon buildings
te paraissent si hostile.
Babylon buildings
vu de ton bidonville. Y'a Rastaman, toutes ces bonnes âmes te condamnent. Rastaman Jet, tu lances ballet, canodette. Et les paroles du gant qui résonnent comme un gant dans ton esprit sont un abri qui te font.
Dread, Natty Dread,
Natty Dread,
Rock, Rock, Natty Rock,
Natty, Natty Rock, 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 Rock,
Dread, Dread, Natty Dread,
Natty Dread,
Rock.
quoi que tu dises ou fasses.
Babylon buildings,
ton style reste une menace.
Babylon buildings
est un monde rastaphobe. Wow, wow, wow.
Babylon buildings
qui te pousse à l'exode. Dreadlocks Rasta, on te baptise renégat. Quand ta pensée va Dreadnati, Dreadnati, de Utopie à Éthiopie, de Salomon au lion de Juda et de Gavé au fils de Tcha. C'est ton histoire, c'est ta mémoire qui te fait
Dread, Dread, Dread,
Dread, Dread. Raga raga,
dread, dread,
natty dread.
Rock, rock, natty
rock. Yeah, in this
Babylon buildings,
où finit la débâcle.
Ah, Babylon buildings,
des enfants du Binac. Yeah,
Babylon buildings,
où dread poursuit la lutte. Ce dread qu'on persécute, ma Babylon.
Babylon buildings,
la ruse est ton église. Ouais, 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 ouais.
Babylon buildings,
où ta force s'aiguise. Rasta, Rasta,
Babylon buildings,
et dans ton arrière-cour. Wow, wow.
Babylon buildings,
grandit ton chant d'amour. Indis, Indis,
Babylon buildings,
où finit la débâcle. Aïe.
Babylon buildings,
des enfants du Binac. In this Babylon,
Babylon buildings,
où Jack poursuit la lutte.
Babylon buildings,
ce doit qu'on persécute.
Babylon buildings,
la rue c'est ton église. Babylon,
Babylon buildings,
ta force s'aiguise.
Babylon buildings,
et dans ton arrière-cour.
Babylon buildings,
grandit ton chant d'amour.
Some reggae sounds from French Guiana, a country in northern South America along the Caribbean seacoast. We heard from Chris Combette, who spent much of his youth on the island of Martinique and even resided in Paris for a time before settling in French Guiana once again. That track also featuring some sitar playing courtesy of Mangal Patsar, who resides on Trinidad. The music of India is very important and influential in much of the music of the various islands of the Caribbean. We listened to a track dedicated to all Rastafarians around the world who struggle for acceptance, Babylon Buildings, from an early Putumayo compilation called World Reggae, a sampler demonstrating the influence of reggae all around the world. Before that, music from the progressive English duo of Brian Eno and David Byrne, going back to 1981 for their album My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, featuring a variety of sound samples from many different sources, ethnic recordings, a revival preacher, an exorcism, radio talk show hosts and callers. The track we heard, Moonlight in Glory, features sound samples from the Moving Star Hall Singers, Sea Islands, Georgia. The sounds lifted from a Smithsonian Folkways LP. And part of that sample, including recitation of the well-known Great Flood story out of the Bible, obviously. A truly innovative and pioneering world fusion release, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, reissued a few years back on CD with many bonus tracks that were not included on the original LP or even the original CD release. Before that, a track from David Hudson, an Aboriginal Australian musician and a master of the didgeridoo, probably the best-known instrument to emerge from Down Under. It is made from a hollowed-out limb of a eucalyptus tree. And this album, Wolunda, 10 Solos for Didgeridoo, was my first exposure to the sound of the didge. And on that track, David incorporates some elements of Celtic music, the track Didgerijig. And we began the set and also the hour with Umu Sangare from Mali. From the stars of Afropop, Salute Africare, we heard Dudu Kamalemba. In this segment of Sounds from the Global Village, we'll hear one lengthy piece of music as we listen to an example of the classical music of Afghanistan. A classical piece is referred to as a nagma, and the improvised introduction, which precedes the actual piece, is called a shakal. The performer, the late Ustad Mohammad Omar, a master of the Afghan rabab. The rabab is a short-necked lute, which is plucked with a plectrum, referred to as a shabaz. He's accompanied by a young Indian tabla player, Zakir Hussain, who would go on to become a pioneering world fusion musician himself as part of John McLaughlin's Indian classical jazz fusion band, Shakti. This concert was recorded at the University of Washington, Seattle, on November 18, 1974. 1974 was the year that Ustad immigrated to the U.S. He was the first Afghan musician to teach the rabab to American pupils. This was his only public performance and his only recording to be released outside of the United States. We'll listen to a shakal and nagma called Pelo, which is performed in a rhythmic cycle of 16 beats, or tintal. By listening to this recording, one can hear the strong ties that Afghan classical music has with Indian classical music, especially with the use of the tabla. The track is titled Pelo Tintal. Thank you.
Thank you.
recorded live at the University of Washington in Seattle, November 18, 1974, Ustad Mohammad Omar on rabab with tabla player Zakir Hussein. Pelo Tintal, a classical nakma based on the melody Pelo or Pilu, from the album Virtuoso from Afghanistan, the complete concert from that night in November of 1974, the only public performance given by Ustad Mohammad Omar. That album not released until 2002 on Smithsonian Folkways, released at a time when all of the world's attention was focused on Afghanistan months after the September 11th terrorist attacks. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with Sounds from the Global Village, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Your feedback about the show is very important. Feel free to submit your comments, suggestions, and requests. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more information about the show, including detailed playlists, or if you'd like to stream this and previous editions of The Global Village at your convenience, then you'll want to head over to our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1604. We'll begin our final set of the hour with guitarist Oscar Lopez. He was born in Chile, but immigrated to Canada in 1979, initially settling in Winnipeg and moving to Calgary a couple of years later. Oscar is known for his fiery flamenco-inspired guitar solos, combined with Latin rhythms and jazz and even pop sensibilities. We'll turn to his release on the Narada label entitled My Destiny. The track, Soaring the Andes. Thank you.
true of heart. Salam.
Some music from Madagascar, wrapping up the hour, the band Tarika and the album D, which is short for Dance. Their take of classic dance and pop tunes that were popular on Madagascar during the 45 RPM and cassette eras. We heard a piece in the style Seleji, and the piece was composed by the father of Seleji, Jal Djoubi. It's a tune about choosing one's own path and seeking whatever it is that you truly want out of life. The track title, Sami Mendeja Sami Mitadi. Before that, Brazilian jazz singer Luciana Souza, the daughter of poet Teresa Souza and songwriter Walter Santos, a track from her Verve Records release, The New Bossa Nova, on which she performs more contemporary material, giving it a bossa nova treatment. We heard a piece composed by Walter Becker, half of Steely Dan, Love is for Strangers. And we began the set with Oscar Lopez, a Chilean guitarist residing in Canada since the late 70s. From My Destiny, we heard Soaring the Andes. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.